Clinicians are drowning in a deluge of unstructured medical data, struggling to efficiently extract critical insights that could improve patient care and outcomes. Our next guest, Dr. Tim O'Connell, is taking on this monumental challenge as a co-founder and CEO of Emtelligent. With a unique background spanning IT, radiology, and medical informatics, Tim experienced firsthand the limitations of existing natural language processing tools in the healthcare setting. Driven to develop a powerful solution, he founded Emtelligent to harness cutting-edge AI and language models. While together, Tim shares his pioneering journey building Emtelligent's innovative technology that structures overwhelming volumes of unstructured patient data, and how he and his colleagues are empowering healthcare organizations to operate more efficiently, reduce physician burnout, and unlock data-driven insights to transform care quality. Join us to learn from Tim and how the Emtelligent team is unlocking healthcare's unstructured data troves. Let's go.
Welcome to Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli, where we highlight and speak with the innovators, the game changers, and the pioneers who are deeply passionate and relentless in solving the problems our world is facing today. This is your opportunity to connect with and learn from these leaders and to support them on their mission. Perhaps they will soon be hearing your story as well. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you on this journey with us. Hi, Dr. O'Connell. Thank you for joining up on our podcast today.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, given your mission and passion and expertise in medical language processing and your desire to develop meaningful solutions that have a positive impact on the lives of patients and care providers for the healthcare industry, I'm honored to have this conversation today. But before we dive in, a bit of housekeeping. While listening to any of our episodes, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you will automatically receive episode updates in your podcast player. Simply search Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And lastly, please visit the bottom of the episode notes to connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter in order to further the conversations occurring on this podcast. All right, Tim, it's almost time for our community to learn how you and the Emtelligent team are partnering with healthcare institutions, companies, and organizations to strategically structure their unstructured medical data, helping them increase safety, operating efficiency, and the quality of care. But first, what's that one piece of advice that you would give to others who are passionate about reimagining the health of our world?
Well, I think I have probably two pieces of advice, Mike. I think my first one would be, oh, the places you'll go. Today is your day. Go, do it. Get out of bed, right? Don't stop. Please change. We need all the help we can get in medicine. And my second piece of advice would be, if you're a physician or a nurse or someone with a medical background, then find your, you know, in my case, his name is Anoop. He's our CTO and he's my right brain. We're a right brain, left brain partnership. So find your Anoop. Right. And if you're a technologist, someone with a computer science background or whatever the background is, engineering, find your Tim, right? So that you can have a right brain, left brain partnership where they've got the technical expertise and you've got the medical expertise or vice versa, because that sort of synergy is really what we need.
Tim, I love it. This was a 2-for-1 on this special. I wasn't ready for it, but man, this is great. We got 2-for-1 on the front and this is wonderful. Oh, the places you'll go. That's the first time on this podcast. So bravo to you, my friend. I love it. Tim. Also, in all seriousness, on the second piece, it's more salient than ever. When you start thinking about building technology and innovation for the healthcare industry, one of, if not one of the top complex industries to innovate in, you know it, I know it. It's very important, especially for that early team, right? We have a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in. They want to be a Dr. O'Connell one day, leading a company for, you know, about 7 years now. That's an incredible feat for any tech startup. You know, you have to have that breadth. You have to have those unique and complementary synergies for those early team members, especially early on. Was that important? And would you credit part of the success and the longevity of the company to making those decisions early on finding your Anoop, if you will, as you said earlier?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, I think there's just too much to know, right? It's why in medicine, we have cardiology and respirology and radiology, right? Because there's too much to know. And so while there are some unicorns out there who can be both a physician and write 100% of their own code, you know, your company, your background is going to be stronger the more you bring in people with diverse background.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's so important. And, you know, these are the signs of the time. These are complex issues we're solving for. And what you and the team are going after with Emtelligent is needed now more than ever. You know, as old as I do, there is so much data that we're literally drowning in it over here in regards to information overload. These technologies, these solutions are needed now more than ever. You guys are leading the front lines on it. I can't wait to discuss this and all that and more with all the wonderful things happening in the Intelligent Camp. We're going to unpack it after we get back from thanking our community champion sponsor.
Healthcare faces a paradox that echoes through generations. While the current practices that help heal patients today are vital, it is crucial to evaluate them through an environmental lens. OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative is a collection of interviews featuring influential thought leaders and industry experts like you who share their sustainability strategies, insights, and provide valuable perspectives from diverse industries to inspire innovation within the healthcare sector. OSHA invites you to join this journey. Want to share your sustainability story? OSHA is actively looking for partners to highlight the important and inspiring work being done around the globe. Check out OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative and series at OSHA.com. That's OSSUR.com. Or visit the episode notes and click on their link. Together and with OSHA helping lead the way, let's all be responsible for tomorrow.
All right, we are back with Dr. Tim O'Connell, CEO of Intelligent. Tim, thank you so much. A two for one on the advice on the front end. Thank you so much. We're going to discuss also one of the big ones that you mentioned in regards to, and my words, not yours, finding your yin and yang to build impact and companies that can scale and really truly innovate in healthcare. Because you know as well as I do, it is a hard nut to crack in this space, but it is doable, especially when you put the right team together. We're going to talk about that team. Let's also talk about how this all came to be in the first place. Practicing physician, I'm pretty certain you felt these pain points yourself along the way during your practice. So I'm sure there's some of the light bulbs that went off there. We'll discuss that in the journey of launching the company. And of course, how it's going today. What are you guys focused on today? And how do you see things changing in the future as well? This is a rapidly changing space in very, very good ways. And given your expertise in this field, we'd love to hear what are you seeing on the horizon, not just for your organization, but also for the industry writ large. We'll discuss that as well. And then, of course, always love to take a moment to see how our community can be helping you as well. But first, Tim, take us back a bit. Take us behind the scenes. How did this company, Intelligent, come off and get off the ground in the first place? How did you find the other team members to make it happen? Give us those pain points. Give us the backstory. Always love to hear the founder's story of how a company came to be.
Thanks, Mike. So I have a bit of background. I used to be a network engineer. I got a master's degree in engineering before going into medicine. And so I came into medicine with a fair bit of technical background. And during my residency in radiology, I just realized there were a number of problems we had to solve in our, you know, the hospital I was working at. And so I ended up writing a fair bit of code, doing a lot of informatics work, implementing a number of systems to hopefully improve the quality and safety of care. And then I was doing my fellowship in half time in imaging informatics and the other half time in emergency radiology at the Brigham in Boston. And I met one of the open source medical natural language processing software teams. They came in and did a lunch and learn for us, and it was great. And then I went back and I was working as staff, and I found I had a new problem. And the problem was, and now that we've had digital health records for 10, 15 years, et cetera, there's too much data. You know, emergency physician would order a case and say like right lower quadrant pain. And I'd open up the case in my radiology workstation and I'd go like, oh my gosh, this patient's got like 50 priors. And that means there's 50 reports that I'm sort of responsible for reading before I start my work, right? And you can imagine you don't have enough time, maybe read 50 cases in a shift. And so, you know, you skim and you hope you don't miss anything. And so I was like, you know what? I wonder if I can use this NLP software from this team I met and write an app and integrate it with my workstation so that I can get like a sorted list of patients' diagnoses, right? So give me a list and go, okay, kidney problems, liver problems, bowel problems, this sort of stuff. And I did it and it worked until on sort of further scrutiny, the quality of the language extraction just wasn't good enough, right? It didn't understand that if it was in a sentence that said, you know, the patient's mother has disease X, that it meant that someone else had it or, you know, wasn't picking up measurements and things like this. And so I realized I needed better language software, and I realized that was way beyond my ability to do. This is a well-established field. It's been around since the 1950s. People, you know, NLP was like fusion energy, right? It's been 20 years away for the last 50 years. And so around that time, I met our now CTO. I met Anoop. His name's Dr. Anoop Sarkar. He's a PhD in natural language processing. And I was like, hey, we have this huge problem in healthcare. We're drowning in data and we need good solutions for it, but I can't seem to find one. And would you like to work on it? And, you know, we hit it off personally and professionally and started collaborating. And then it's not just Anoop. I was having a beer with my brother and described to him what I was working on. And he was like, you know, that's a company. Hold on. You got to talk to this money guy I know. So the four of us all started Intelligent, and we founded the company back in 2016, and we've been working away, and we've got a great team now. So it's something I'm super passionate about, and we've just got so much on the go these days.
Now, Tim, let's go back to those kind of early moments when you, yes, you were experiencing these issues as well. Did you also notice that your peers and your colleagues were, right? It's one thing to be an N of one, but was this something that you noticed time and time again? And then, of course, we continue to see that the ever ramping cycle of data coming out of Dr. O'Connell, if you will. Was this, you started looking around, maybe asking questions. What was that feedback loop like to say, hey, am I crazy or is everybody else experiencing the same thing?
Absolutely, Mike. And so as a radiologist, you're always reading, you know, the reports from your peers and they're reading your reports. And so I'd read a report, you know, I'd be looking at a scan. It was like, you know, evaluate kidney cyst or something like that. And I'd look at the scan and, oh, they had a scan last month, which triggered today's scan. And then I dig a little deeper into the chart and find that this, whatever it was, this kidney cyst was documented like 3 years ago. And I realized, oh, that the person who read the prior was too busy or missed it or didn't go back and realize that this is a known thing and it's stable and it's nothing to worry about and we don't need to follow this up. And so this is a complete waste of time and money and radiation, right? And I'm sure that my colleagues, I was doing the same thing, right? Because we just didn't have enough time and we didn't have the data and it wasn't being presented in the way that you could quickly ingest it. And so that was really the pain point. We're wasting money and time and potentially bringing about some kind of harm to patient. Certainly wasting their time in following up stuff that we don't need to be following up, right? Our reports aren't good enough and we've got all this data. We should be able to use it somehow. And so that was the problem I wanted to solve. It wasn't just the nail in my shoe. It was that I felt that, you know, the rising tide would lift all the boats if we could solve this.
So there you were. You got the right players around the table to get after and solving these problems. You founded the company Intelligent. So let's come to today. That was, you know, several years from today. And that's, you know, an amazing accomplishment in and of itself for any tech startup to get past even just year three. Amazing kudos to you and the team. So let's bring it to today, Tim. Who is Intelligent? Give us that elevator pitch, if you will. We'll talk about how are things going today for the camp and for, you know, the impact you're having on the industry. But let's first start there. Who is Intelligent?
For sure. So we're a team, I think we're now about 40 people, Mike, but it's getting hard to keep track of. And we've built some amazing technology for medical language artificial intelligence. I think best way to describe it. I think people sort of have in their mind what NLP is and that it does a certain thing. But I think we do so much more than that, particularly with our use of large language models and some of the really transformative and exciting stuff that we're doing there. We're going to be making some announcements in the next month at HIMSS. And so really, if you've got medical language and you've got a problem, then we've got a solution for you. It could be a tiny problem. It could be you've got 5,000 patient charts you need to deal with, or it could be a massive problem. You've got 500 million patient charts that you need to deal with. So we built an extremely scalable processing engine. It can deal with massive volumes of data. All that can get stored. We can extract all the meaning from that, store it in a really highly structured way to make it instantaneously available to whoever's going to use it, whether it's a doctor or an administrator or an analyst or a data scientist. And by adding in some of the really new and amazing stuff that we and people are doing with large language models, we can even solve even more complex problems now. Before we were kind of like, okay, hey, let's take the data, let's structure it. There's a million things we can do here. But now that we've got these intelligent agents essentially built on top of this, you know, tuned for medical language, we can really do incredible things with them to really augment and improve how humans are interacting with medical data. It's so exciting.
We're going to talk some about, you know, some of those use cases and the actual, you know, the end result of what you're hearing from your customer. Cause to me, that's where the rubber meets the road, if you will. That's some of the most exciting conversations to be had. But I will ask about the big elephant in the room, because I know many of our audience will probably already be thinking about this specific question. You know, as well as I do, it is very difficult to deal with our EHRs here in the United States. How has that journey been for Intelligent? What is your answer back to the community that I know many are thinking about that question, and thus I needed to ask?
Great question. So my background is a network engineer, right? So I came to the EHR problem, if you will, and I don't really view it as a huge problem, but just from, you know, interoperability. And all of these EHR systems, they're built on top of some kind of database technology. It could be, you know, non-relational, it could be MOMPS, it could be SQL, it could be whatever it is. And if you're storing data in a database, then we can get at your data, right? And I don't just mean we at Intelligent. I mean, like, it is possible to interact with the data in a useful and meaningful and standards-based way. So I think a lot of the issues that I see with people being like, oh, well, the data is locked in the EHR. Like, I cannot get at the data. Well, I think there's, at least now, there's a lot of really good solutions to do that, right? We have third-party companies who can do data interchange between EHRs. You'll get large institutions who have a very large EHR installation, and they'll say, look, you can't plug into the EHR directly, but we have a third-party company. They've got an API. You can plug into them and extract data, you know, once it all goes through privacy and security. And so I think historically, actually, a lot of the issues have been around vendors saying, no, 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 you can't touch the database. You know, the IT department saying, no one does that. No one's allowed to do that. And the privacy and security people saying, we don't have a process for this, right? Like, you know, no, you aren't allowed to access that data. But I really see it rapidly changing. And, you know, we're working with a lot of these different people that I've just mentioned from health systems, EHRs, interoperability vendors, who are really working hard to open things up and allow intelligent and new and amazing third-party applications, right?
Fantastic answer. I appreciate that, Tim. And let's talk about those real-world use cases and how it's going. Give us that experience. What has the feedback been from those customers, those end users? What has it been like for them to have this technology at their fingertips?
For sure. And I mean, it's pretty transformative, Mike, right? Like a lot of our customers have what I call like a needle in a haystack problem. They've just got, you know, working with payers, they'll have tens of millions of patient documents, and they want to extract really specific data from them for new actuarial models or something like that, or to make sure they're classifying patients appropriately and disease states appropriately, things like that. And they get in unstructured text and they can't use it. Or they can, but it requires a human being to go through documents, you know, in a document without any help, right? Like, not just here's where we think the answer is in the document, but like, here's a black and white cheat sheet of paper, you find the answer. And so it's just a scale problem. So they've got a number one, they're looking for a needle in a haystack. And number two, they have limited resources to find the needle. And really, that's where our kind of software can help them out. And so again, the goal here is not to replace human adjudication with an AI robot that denies claims or anything like that, right? Like, that is not what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about getting the right answer in front of the right human very quickly and to make our healthcare system safer.
Well, I'll actually even challenge that premise, Tim. We aren't going to be replacing humans with AI robots, because let's quite frankly just quite map it out. There's literally not enough humans to do the work that is in front of us, even with this notion that AI robots are going to replace them. There's just that much of a workload. And to be able to supercharge our human workforce is something that is needed now more than ever. And so what you and the team are doing is actually a huge win for the workforce that we are so fortunate to have in and of the first place, because you know as well as I do, seeing significant burnout, even on the administrative side of healthcare, of clinical side, of course, that's very evident. But we are losing incredible minds right and left. And if we can give them these tools and, you know, these capabilities that you just mentioned, hopefully maybe we can help supercharge the humans that are still here trying to move healthcare forward. Have you received any of the feedback from those end users of what it's been able to do to supercharge their work? And if so, what's that feedback been like?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the just the simplest use cases when you've taken a whole bunch of unstructured data and structured it is like search, right? Is just being able to go, look, I want to find all the patients who have disease X, not just someone who had like a mention of disease X. Because let's say you want to find everyone who had hepatitis. It could be like, oh, the patient's father had hepatitis or something like that. Like, that's not helpful. That doesn't answer your question. So, you know, the feedback is very, very positive. You know, there's always more work to do. There's always things that need to be fixed. But when you can take what otherwise would be like a multi-week chart review and turn it into, you know, a couple seconds to get the data and then a couple hours to go through the data, you know, you made someone pretty happy. So those kind of things, that's always really positive feedback.
So let's pull the crystal ball off the shelf over here, Tim. Let's look a little future state as well. You know, as we mentioned previously, this space is rapidly, rapidly changing. And I know you even mentioned you have some exciting updates coming up at HIMSS 2024. I hope to see you down there, by the way, my friend. And also, too, I think the mindset in our industry is starting to wake up to these opportunities, right? I think one of the biggest killers of innovation and trying new technology that can help further empower us in healthcare is the notion of status quo, right? This is how it's always been done. But I think we're starting to shed that a bit and waking up to the opportunities that a company like an Intelligent brings. And so let's look even a little bit further, state. Think at 2 to 3, 3 to 4, you know, 5 years out, if you will, Tim. What's on the horizon for our community to be thinking about on the macro? And then, of course, what do you see on the horizon for your company as well?
For sure. I think in the macro, what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot more use cases with really good, solid implementations of AI that provides human augmentation, right? And you know what I'm talking about there? Here's just an example of a really common use case in medicine. Things like disease registries, right? These are like large databases of patients with complex diseases, and the data in them is highly structured, right? It's like, what was their blood work on this day? And it has to be perfect because these disease registries are used for you know, all kinds of use cases from clinical trials to, you know, matching donors and recipients and things like that. So I think we're going to have tools that can help that human who's tasked with filling out the registry. Hey, here's the data you're looking for. Here's the data you're looking for. Here's the data you're looking for. When they're going through a 200 question questionnaire to sort of complete the registry, right? So that kind of human augmentation to take what could be a 1 week task and turn it into a 2 hour task is going to be a game changer for a lot of people in healthcare. And it's what we're hearing a lot of people ask for, right? It's how can I take a job which is really drudgery and make it exciting and rewarding and fulfilling for the human who's doing it and reduce error rates and other things like that, right? Everyone, we all have parts of our jobs where we're like, I love my job, but that part of my job would be the one part I would fix to have some kind of assistance with it, or have it like there's an AI something looking over my shoulder to making sure I'm not making mistakes, right? And so I think what we're going to see in medicine in general is we're going to see a whole bunch of that. Everyone always looks at me and says, oh, hey, Tim, you're a radiologist. You know, the robots are coming for your job. And I'm like, well, there's parts of my job that I want the robots, right? I'm a human doing a detection task, right? Looking for lung nodules. I want robots to do the second read so that it can go, hey, you know, maybe you missed this one, or, you know, you did miss this one, or that sort of thing, right? And so that's where I think we're going 3 to 4 years from now is a lot more augmentation of human effort, and it's going to end up reducing burnout, right? And it's going to improve job satisfaction for a lot of folks so that we can focus on the important thing, right? Spending more time with the patient at the bedside, whatever it is, and helping us give some of our enjoyment of our jobs back, our jobs back.
Yeah. To have that very, very important and sensitive conversation to get back to that, you know, patient to physician interaction, allow those robots to take care of some of that administrative work, if you will, so you can get back to that, because that will not be replaced, my friend. So thank you for sharing that. What a great horizon and outlook on where things are heading. Very, very important. Tim, let's also now bring it back to current state. We have an incredible community rallied around this podcast, and they love to help out. What's one problem, need, or question that you have that our community can be helping you with?
I'd say share your use cases, right? Let us know ways, you know, not just us at Intelligent, but let the AI people in the community know what your use cases are, right? Medicine is so broad. It's so vast. There's so many different aspects of it that there's people doing jobs that are drudgery today, and a lot of people doing those jobs. And I think that the AI companies want to help and want to provide useful solutions for those things. And so tell us what you're doing. Tell us how we can help. Because I think we're getting into sort of a market where it's going to be like what I think of as like the eBay problem. Some guy in Australia who has the car part I need, and I'm in Eastern Canada and I need that on the other side of the planet and I need that car part. And this, you know, marketplace of ideas can bring us together and help solve each other's problems.
Well, in order to bring those use cases and have those incredibly important conversations with you and the team, Tim, how do they get a hold of you? Social media handles, contact points, websites, or otherwise, how do they track you down online?
Website's the right way to do it. And they can also just email us at info@intelligent.com. But yeah, intelligent.com is where you can find us. And we'll have a new trial launching in the next couple of weeks where people can log in and use our processing software. And we'll be at HIMSS, we're at trade shows. We're sort of all over the place. So just reach out and let us know how we can help.
Excellent. For our listening community, just simply scroll on down in your favorite podcast player into the episode notes. There will be those contact points for Tim and the team. Or you can head over to our free global online community over at passionatepioneers.com. There will be a post for Tim's episode where you can also leave comments and feedback, as well as find those contact points online, again, over at passionatepioneers.com. Tim, an exciting conversation, a fascinating topic, and you and the team have been doing incredible work. I've been waiting for this conversation. So excited to have it with you. But before we get you out of here and we wind this one down, I have one more piece for you. It's a fill in the blank. I'm a passionate pioneer because...
I'm a passionate pioneer because I feel like I'm making a change. If any of us can go to work every day and feel like we're making a positive dent in the universe, then that's good. And that's what gets me out of bed every day.
Oh, I absolutely love it, Tim. Well, thank you so much for joining up, spending time on this podcast, and more importantly, with our community. Really do appreciate it. Matter of fact, you may see several of community members at HIMSS as well, myself included. I can't wait to see you down there. But for now, Tim, we're going to sign off, say thank you so much for you and the team, for all the work you and the team are accomplishing in this incredibly important work. But for now, again, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for joining us today on Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli.
We'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast so we can continue to improve this community and to further support the pioneers being featured. Lastly, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends and colleagues to join us. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you back with us during our next episode.